Welcome. Thank you for joining us here at ICGC Kairos Temple Podcast. Pastor Prince Nyako is the head pastor of ICGC Kairos Temple, serving under the leadership of Dr. Mensah Otabo. Pastor Prince is a dynamic preacher of God's unadulterated word, characterized with a strong prophetic insight and prayer ministry. He is a strong advocate for discipline and order in the body of Christ, with messages centered on fasting, holiness, prayer, and integrity. And now, to today's message.
Against you, a conspiracy is an evil plot. A conspiracy is an evil agenda to stop you from doing something or to stop something good from coming to you. A conspiracy is a teamwork by human beings being used by the devil to distort, interrupt, and stop a blessing from coming to you. Tonight, any form of conspiracy concerning your life, in your workplace, in your family, wherever they are coming from, by the authority of the word of the Lord, I scatter them into pieces. Their coordinations will not work again after tonight. Their connections will betray them. Their friends will betray them. We expose every evil conspiracy. We expose every evil conspiracy. Every conspiracy will fall into the water. It will not work. Every evil plot against your life, against that project, against the contract proposal, I declare anybody that is working behind the scene to put tears in your eyes, to put sorrow on your heart, I declare, let every evil conspiracy in the heavens be aborted,
amen,
be destroyed,
amen,
be distorted,
amen,
be halted,
amen,
and be brought to naught.
Amen.
I prophesy,
yes,
any friend in your life,
yes,
I declare, any family member in your life, I declare, any neighbor, any workplace friend, any colleague that is involved in a conspiracy to cause you pain in 2024, we release the arrows of God against,
amen,
them. We declare the agenda on paper will not work.
Amen.
Anybody speaking to your boss to cause you harm, I declare your boss will not harm you.
Amen.
The plot will backfire.
Amen.
It will backfire.
Amen.
It will backfire.
Amen.
It will backfire.
Amen.
They will eat their own flesh,
yes, Lord,
and they will drink their own blood.
Yes, Lord.
Their own swords will cut off their,
amen,
head. Their own swords will pierce their,
amen,
stomach. I declare anybody in darkness plotting your destruction, plotting the destruction of your children, of your finances, of your health, of your business, by the power in the word of prophecy, by the power in the decreed word, I declare in the name of Jesus,
yes,
let every demonic conspiracy,
yes,
against your health,
yes,
come to an end.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Against your finances, come to an end.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Against your marriage, come to an end.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
They will gather together.
Ah.
The Lord said, but not by me.
Yes,
I declare in the council they will sit in, any decision they will take against you, it will backfire.
Amen.
Between now and Monday, any arranged conspiracy between now and Monday, any decided conspiracy to cause you pain, I declare it is turning in your favor.
Amen.
It is turning in your favor.
Amen.
It is turning in your favor.
Amen.
I prophesy under the unction of the Holy Spirit, every evil conspiracy against your life, it has backfired.
Amen.
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 Anybody fighting your wedding, it has backfired.
Amen.
Anybody fighting your millions, it has backfired.
Amen.
Anybody fighting your career, it has backfired.
Amen.
Shout backfire.
Backfire.
Shout backfire.
Backfire.
Shout backfire.
Backfire.
I declare the snake they want to
kill you with. The snake they want to destroy you with. That snake dies right now.
Amen.
Any appointed time, any appointed date, scheduled for your life, scheduled for your children, on the motorway, on any road, in the air, on sea, I declare it has backfired.
Amen.
It has backfired.
Amen.
We enter into the calendars of witches and wizards. I enter into the calendars of occultic manipulators. I enter into the calendars of evil men and bad friends and false friends and pretenders around you. Any date they have set for an evil conspiracy to hatch, I declare it will not come to pass. I change the date on their calendar.
Amen.
I said I change the date on their calendar.
Amen.
The date they scheduled, they will go to the spot and you will not be there.
Amen.
I said the conspiracy is destroyed.
Amen.
Their conspiracy is destroyed.
Amen.
I plant confusion in their camp.
Amen.
Are you here at all?
Yes, Lord.
I plant confusion in the camp of the enemy.
Amen.
Let an enemy become your friend.
Amen.
Let an enemy within their camp become your helper.
Amen.
I pull out a helper from their camp.
Amen.
May one of the arch enemies of your life become your best friend.
Amen.
Every information on the desk is coming to you.
Amen.
Your mobile phone is receiving information.
Amen.
I said your mobile phone is receiving information.
Amen.
Your emails are receiving information.
Amen.
And a demonic plot to cause you to die before your time, I stand on the altar of the Lord. I declare in the name of Jesus,
yes,
you will not die before your time.
Amen.
You will not die before your
Amen.
Time. And a demonic pot with your name in it is catching fire right
Amen.
Now. You are not born to die before your time.
Amen.
You are not born to die before your time.
Amen.
Whoever carried your name and put in that pot, whoever carried your name and gave it to a babalawo, I declare the fire of judgment, the fire of death,
Amen.
The fire of destruction,
Amen.
They will not live to see
Amen.
Tomorrow. They will not live to see tomorrow.
Amen.
They have their efforts have been wasted.
Amen.
We waste their resources.
Amen.
We waste their sight.
Amen.
We waste their health.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus,
Amen.
You will live and not die.
Amen.
You will laugh and not cry.
Amen.
You will be glorified and not put to shame. Any plan to put you to shame in 2024, I see a bottle fall from the top and break into pieces.
Amen.
That is their evil conspiracy.
Amen.
It will not stand
Amen.
Again. Give the Lord a shout in this place. It will not stand.
Amen.
I stand at the gate of your profession. I stand at the gate of your business. I stand at the gate of your professional life. I don't know why. I feel like I am in somebody's workplace. Every conspiracy against you, I stand at that gate and I declare any man, any woman, born of a woman, born of a man with bones and flesh and blood that has schemed and purpose to topple you down, the Lord topple them tonight.
Amen.
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 By force, they will not stand on
Amen.
Their feet. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
May they run and confess to you.
Amen.
May they confess to you.
Amen.
I'm going to withdraw, sir. It is not working. I declare in the next 7 days, I gather all their evil and put it on their head.
Amen.
I put all together and put it on their head.
Amen.
Anybody speaking to your director to cause you pain and say something that will go against you, I declare the prophetic word.
Amen.
I declare the prophetic word.
Amen.
Over your life.
Amen.
You will survive.
Amen.
You will survive.
Amen.
You will survive.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
They will look for you and they will not find you.
Amen.
The day they will see you, they were not looking for you, but they will chance on you, and in that day you will be glorified.
Amen.
Anybody, any peer of yours, any friend of yours, any colleague of yours that is fighting you, I declare in the next 12 months you'll be 10 times better than
Amen.
Them. You'll be 10 times better than
Amen.
Them. If you are driving a Corolla and it has put jealousy in their heart, you will drive a Land Cruiser.
Amen.
If you rented a 2-bedroom house and it is killing them, you are building your own house.
Amen.
I declare over your life,
yes,
your days of glory are now.
Amen.
Conspiracies are turning in your favor.
Amen.
Give the Lord a shout of praise. I feel it. I feel it. Every conspiracy. The woman caught in adultery, they had lifted stones to kill her. But that day, the thing turned. I said the thing turned.
Yes.
The thing turned. The agenda turned against them. Now they had to drop their stones. I declare, there are people here. Evil conspiracies are all around you. But the Lord said, the evil conspiracies cannot replace the fire of God around you. Anything that tries to replace the fire of God destroys it.
Amen.
Therefore, on that authority and the revelation of the word, I declare any attempt of the enemy to surround you, for you to surrender to them, let the fire of the Lord destroy the ambushment. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Give the Lord a clap offering. May the Lord, when they schedule with fire, may the Lord give you excess water.
Amen.
You didn't hear that. When they schedule the conspiracy with fire, may the Lord give you excess water.
Amen.
We quench, the Bible said, by faith, they quench violent fire. Look for that scripture. Hebrews chapter 11. By faith, they quench. There are violent fires in this world. And any activated violent fire on your life, by faith, I quench it in Jesus'
Amen.
Name. I quench it in Jesus'
Amen.
Name. Any violent fire. You see, when there is violent fire, Kabbalah Shire, it destroys properties. It destroys resources. It wastes time. There is something that is wasting your time. There is something that is burning your resources. And that is what we call a violent fire. By faith, I declare, let that violent fire be quenched.
Amen.
We quench it in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
We quench it in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
He said, by faith, they quench the flames of fire and escape death by the edge of the sword. Lift your right hand. Let me declare this. For the rest of 2024, this is a dangerous declaration. Lift it up. Makubala takushaya. Bayago shagadabaha. A candido shadabaha. It shall be a permanent declaration over your life.
Amen.
I declare in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
For the rest of this year, any human being that stands in the place and the high place of evil powers and determined to destroy you, the hand of the Lord will break their neck.
Amen.
The hand of the Lord will break their spinal cord.
Amen.
The hand of the Lord will paralyze them.
Amen.
Your amen is making it permanent.
Amen.
Give the Lord a shout of praise in this house. Their weakness was turned to strength. They became strong in battle and put whole armies to flight. I declare over your life,
yes, Lord.
The battle seems to weaken you. The conspiracy is eating you up. Like David, Ahithophel has turned against you. But I declare, you are strong in that battle.
Amen.
You are strong in that battle.
Amen.
Receive strength to hold the sword.
Amen.
Receive strength to hold the shield.
Amen.
Receive strength to prophesy.
Amen.
Receive strength to sleep in the midst of battle.
Amen.
In the midst of war, may you sleep.
Amen.
In the midst of battle, may you have a peaceful sleep.
Amen.
In the midst of battle, may the Lord lay a table before you.
Amen.
In the presence of your enemies.
Amen.
In the midst of battle, may you watch a television.
Amen.
In the midst of battle, may you travel to Dubai and
Amen.
Come back. In the midst of battle, may you go for swimming.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
In the midst of the battle, may you be holding some kebab and be chewing.
Amen.
And be singing to your God.
Amen.
In the midst of battle,
ah,
may you throw a party for the whole family.
Amen.
When they think they are taking your attention. Your attention is no longer available.
Amen.
I declare, I see 43 hours. Within 43 hours, I don't know what it means. Within 43 hours, whoever is due for an escape, whoever is due for a blessing, within 43 hours, it means that Sunday evening will not come to an end. You will scream because of a testimony.
Amen.
Right there in your house.
Amen.
Give the Lord a shout of praise. Every evil conspiracy, no matter how powerful the people are. Haman, I am a little Esther, but you are not powerful than me. Your scheme will not work.
Yes.
Your conspiracies will not work.
Yes.
The agenda will not work.
Yes.
I may be a little girl, but I am in a big God. You may have the connections. I may not have the connections. Can I prophesy? Can I make a declaration?
Declare.
Can I make a declaration?
Declare.
Any business that is represented in this building that is not connected to the high and the prestigious, I declare, from nowhere, you will get to somewhere.
Amen.
From nowhere, I see a graph. I see a graph, and it's climbing. The Lord said, tell them, they will come from nowhere, and they will get somewhere.
Amen.
Receive that. Say amen three times.
Amen.
Say it.
Amen.
Say it.
Amen.
And give the Lord a clap offering somewhere. Please take your seat. 10 minutes more. We will enter into prayer. We will pray. When we are praying, today is warfare. Today is battle. We are literally holding the steering and turning it. Are you here? He said they will receive strength. You need strength to fight. Have you held a sword before? I have a prophetic sword. The one I bring it, I only bring it out once a year on the mountain. If you are not strong, you can't hold it. It's very heavy. If you are not strong, you can't hold it. It will bring your hand down. So in battle, that sword, when you watch movie and you are seeing crying, it's not a light thing. It's very heavy. I would like to, it's heavier than, it's about, let's say, 8 of this. Yes. So I don't bring it out. I bring it out once a year. When we go to Anakazo, then that one, the last prayer, then we lift it. If you have not been there before, November, you go there November, and come to the mountain, then we lift the sword. So he said you need strength in the midst of the battle. Life is about battle. In December, Ghana is going into battle. On the 7th December, it's a battle. It's a wild battle. So if you are not praying for Ghana, pray. It's a wild battle. Sorry of the about the heat. Just enjoy it for now. One day we'll not have heat again. They don't have heat.
Okay.
On next week Sunday, I'll show you the finished product of this building. You have not seen it before, but it will be our 13th anniversary. It's on the 8th of May. That's a Wednesday. So the 12th, that's a Sunday, will be the anniversary Sunday. We are not doing a program. We are just coming to sing and dance. And I'll show you how this building will look like, both outside and inside. Anyway, back to the evil conspiracy. Any evil conspiracy over your life.
Yes.
Over your life. Take your age from 48 and tell me what is left. You don't know your age. God is ushering you into a realm of new dimensions.
Amen.
And the devil has spotted it. And he wants to outsmart God. And that shows he's a foolish man. Because you cannot outsmart the all-wise God. I see a new dimension of blessing.
Amen.
Coming upon you.
Amen.
Suddenly, you will get a lot of money.
Amen.
There is a blessing your father walked in but did not fulfill the fullness of the blessing. And the Lord said,
when he died, you did something remarkable for your father. And the Lord said, whatever blessing that he didn't access, I see it in two folds, is coming upon you.
Amen.
The honor he carried is coming in double fold.
Amen.
And you are going to experience greener pastures.
Amen.
Within your destiny.
Amen.
You will not lack anything.
Amen.
You will be one of, you see, there are human beings who don't lack anything. Do you know that? There are people who don't lack anything. The only thing they lack is what tomorrow will bring to them. But they don't lack anything. They don't lack houses. They don't lack cars. I know that they don't like cars. They don't lack houses. They don't lack cars. They don't lack foreign currency. They don't, if they want to go to UK tomorrow, they can go tomorrow and come back on Sunday. You, if you go tomorrow, you come back 100 years time. No, because that is why they are not giving you the visa. Because when they look at your face, though you say you are visiting, they know it's not visiting. You're actually planting. When you say visiting, it's like planting. It's like, me, I get there. I come back. Oh, they be forget. That's what you are saying in your head. So when you go for the interview, they know. Oh, my, I have an invitation, my auntie. I'm even a student in Ghana, I will come back. The white man look at your face and say, you are not married, you don't have children, you don't have any business. And they say Ghana is the fourth country with the hottest condition for workers. Then you are coming from this country to Switzerland. Ah. And you say you are visiting. The way you say the visiting Christ, it will betray you. And God is going to bless you.
Amen.
But when he blesses you, don't change. Because it will be a lot.
Amen.
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 Have you seen plenty money before? Have you seen $500,000 cash before? $500,000 Ghana City cash before? Oh, $200,000 cash. Oh, get ready. You will see them.
Amen.
Do you believe it? Yeah. Do you believe I've heard? Yes. You will see money.
Amen.
And you'll be shocked. And because God, you are not just a man. You are a well gushing out with water. And the water is falling on lands. And the lands are growing with trees.
Amen.
So the Lord has to resource you.
Amen.
So that you'll be a blessing.
Amen.
To many people. There are many people you will father.
Amen.
That are not biologically yours.
Amen.
And for this reason, the Lord will bless you.
Amen.
And anybody in your father's house, there is a man in your father's house. He is 63 years. He has determined to bring shame on your father. But today, I activate that sword.
Amen.
That spares no man.
Amen.
Let that sword pursue him.
Amen.
We declare by August, he's in the ground.
Amen.
Because you will live and not die.
Amen.
Give the Lord a mighty clap offering. Woo! Now, go to Matthew chapter 26. We have to pray. Today we'll pray only two prayers and then we'll go. I'm tired. Wednesday, you took everything in me. Those of you who missed Wednesday. But even those who were watching online, the anointing in the online was very strong. I went to watch it and I was like, Charlie, next year, don't miss Tari. We pray, our intestines was even praying. Kabala, ba, 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 kabala, ba, 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 ba. You'll be blessed, though.
Amen.
You'll be blessed.
Amen.
If you do something, you'll be blessed.
Amen.
If you do something. And one day I'll tell you. I have not been given the release to tell you. But you'll be blessed. Pan.
Amen.
If you do something. But if you don't do it, there is a golden city your father should have been in, but he missed it. I won't go into details. There's a golden city your father, he was at the brink of breaking through in his 40s.
there was an opportunity that was, he was just getting into it, and like a conflict came and he missed it because the heart was not right. The same temptation will come to you when you are around 34, 35. And when you miss it, the cycle will have to wait for your children. I'll tell you one day. Amen.
Amen.
When Jesus had finished saying all these things, he said to his disciples, "As you know, Passover begins in 2 days, and the Son of Man will be handed over to be crucified. At that same time," look at it, Jesus, "people were plotting again." You are quoting New Testament scripture. Like you think, no conspiracy, I don't believe in those things. Jesus, there was a conspiracy to kill him. Men had gathered and were plotting to kill him. You, "I'm a new creation, I don't believe." If you don't believe, you go and sleep. Things are in this world. Jesus, the Bible said, at that same time, the leading priest, not unbelievers. Sometimes your own blood, Christians, believers, tongue talking. These are pastors. Priest means pastors. People who should rather be esteeming and talking about Jesus, they were rather the people that should be clapping for you. They can be the people sometimes, though they look like they are clapping for you, they are actually in the background conspiring. They are the people we are going to pray tonight. The Lord will send fire in their camp.
Amen.
We put fire on their head.
Amen.
They will not have peace after tonight.
Amen.
The Bible said the king could not sleep. If God could make the king not to sleep, we declare anybody close to you but conspiring in darkness, but when they meet you, they smile. We set fire on their head.
Amen.
We set fire on their head.
Amen.
We scatter their finances.
Amen.
May everything turn against them.
Amen.
May the wind turn against them.
Amen.
May the east wind pursue them.
Amen.
The west wind pursue them.
Amen.
May the sun of the soil fight them.
Amen.
The sun in the skies fight them.
Amen.
May the stars fight them.
Amen.
Until they retreat from their wickedness.
Amen.
I thought you would clap. You think everybody likes you? Look at that young man. If what they are saying is true, they set him up to kill him. They set him up to kill him. And it's alleged that the people who saw the killing were also killed once and for all, so that no evidence will be there. There are people, and these are his working colleagues. May you not die on your assignment.
Amen.
May your assignment not become your graveyard.
Amen.
Your amen is not stronger.
Amen.
May you not die at your workplace.
Amen.
May your workplace not become your grave.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
And anybody that wants to turn your workplace into your grave, we bury them in their grave.
Amen.
We declare that you escape.
Amen.
They will eat their own flesh.
Amen.
And drink their own blood.
Amen.
Yes. The elders were meeting at the residence of Caiaphas. They have residence. The wicked have residence. You have your own house.
Amen.
Your amen doesn't show that you want your own
amen.
House.
Amen.
I think you are enjoying rent. I say you have your own house.
Amen.
Yeah. May you have a house that has an elevator in it.
Amen.
May you have a house with a movie theater in it.
Amen.
May you have a house with a swimming pool in the master bedroom.
Amen.
They are not saying amen.
Amen.
It's like you are afraid.
Amen.
May you have a house with a waterfall in the hall.
Amen.
May you have a house with the floor as an aquarium.
Amen.
May your house have
over 20 cars parked on the compound.
Amen.
Yeah, you don't like, eh? You like the three abobo yas you have parked there. May the Lord give you a car that will make your neighbor suspect you.
Amen.
A man of God told someone that he had to move from his house and go and stay in his church because his neighbors were reporting him to GRA. Because cars are already beefy, you know. So they have to report him to GRA to go and investigate him. Listen to me. May the Lord give you a blessing that will confuse your neighbors.
Amen.
May your colleagues at work ask you, we are all in this way, but it looks like you are more blessed than us.
Amen.
May the Lord give you, may your bank account become too small for the blessings that are coming.
Amen.
In the name, may God give. I see a job released from the U.S. into somebody's hands.
Amen.
And when I said the job, I'm not talking about cleaning toilet in hotel. I see a very big contract from the U.S.
Amen.
Coming to somebody who is a professional.
Amen.
And that deal is very huge.
Amen.
See, the end time church is prophetically golden. This is your son, eh? This is your son. He will be a professor.
Amen.
In the university, lecturing and visiting foreign universities.
Amen.
This one. He will have a very powerful ability to teach.
Amen.
And lead.
Amen.
And one day, he will become a counselor.
Amen.
To presidents. Amen. And people in high places.
Amen.
For right there from his birth, his assignment was lighted.
Amen.
You see the how do you say Christmas time? What we do? What's the name? It's knockout. Fireworks or what? Is it fireworks? You say knockout. That's the Old Testament people. Somebody too said tunte. So you are better than the tunte people. At least you said knockout. So we move from tunte to knockout to fireworks. Whether tunte, knockout, or fireworks, you understand. The day he was born, it was short. And the devil saw it. Because you people made it known to too many people early. The excitement and some ears shouldn't affect. Listen, when you get certain blessings, don't be the person to announce. Let the blessing announce itself.
Yes.
Let people find out. If even you are building, keep quiet. When they find out, fine. If you are going to have your wedding, keep quiet. When they find out, fine. Don't be in a hurry. Some of you young couples, when you get pregnant, no, hey, you tell this. No, as for pregnancy, you can't hide it. When your stomach starts coming and you are walking like this and they ask you, are you pregnant? Even it would be foolish for anybody to ask you. See a woman walking like this, then you ask him, please, Adjoa, so you are pregnant. Something is wrong with you. You should see. So this guy will be very great.
Amen.
Every time on his birthday, pray Psalm 90 and 91 on him. Read the scriptures on him whilst he's kneeling down and pour oil on him. It shall come to pass.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
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 Please take your seat. Let me finish. Oh, those who miss Wednesday, I don't know. Remember the greatest service we have had here. So plotting how to capture Jesus secretly and kill him. Lift your right hand. May the Lord deliver anybody here.
Amen.
Who who is a target of plots and murder.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Give the Lord a mighty clap of praise. We woke up this morning and we saw that in the news, two policemen were shot dead. Policemen, you, if they are killing policemen and somebody sets an eye to kill you, it's very easy. If policemen can be killed and their motorcycle was left, if God, except the house, watches over a house, the watchers, they watch, but in vain. May the Lord watch over you.
Amen.
And watch over your children.
Amen.
And preserve your life.
Amen.
In the day, in the afternoon, in the evening.
Yes.
May the wicked hand that is lifted on you wither by fire.
Amen.
May the wicked mind plotting your death die by fire.
Amen.
May their brains be turned upside down.
Amen.
Any brain that sits down to bring you down will turn the brains upside down.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Verse 5. I told you today is warfare. If you don't like warfare, if you are the people who are gentle Jesus make a man, you can go home. Okay? Then you come next week. Next week, maybe I'll talk about the favor of God. But today, any evil conspiracy. You are not a pastor and you are not in ten, so you don't know. The conspiracies that are against people now. You have no idea. People are poisoning their colleagues at work. Slow poison. So you cannot even know when you were poisoned. Slow. So I didn't say 2 years' time then to start. So 2 years' time, how are you going to trace that so-and-so poisoned you? Conspiracy. Until you are laughing with them. That is why some testimonies, keep it to yourself. Keep it to yourself. Keep the thing to yourself. You've gotten a business partner who is good. Keep quiet. And I'm saying your business is booming. Oh, hey, I do more. Hey, I do. Now, call. Hey, now I'm telling you. Say, you call bumper and then you'll be mommy. Guy, we say connections. Or the containers. Bar near chair. And tongue near chair. Which, okay, one day I'll introduce you to him. Okay, don't worry. And trust God for yourself. You are dead. You are finished. Who told you she's not trusting God for himself? They have been trusting, but it's not coming. And you share. They will laugh with you, but they will plot you down. Anybody laughing with you? Anybody showing you their teeth and smiling? And yet, has an agenda for you in 2024. If Jesus escaped and those that plotted came down, I declare you are escaping.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus. But not during the Passover celebration. They agreed, or the people may react. I declare over your life.
Yes, Lord.
It's not a teaching service, it's a very prophetic service. I declare over your life.
Yes, Lord.
Any day that should become an evil day in your life, may something come up.
Amen.
That the execution will not take place.
Amen.
May something come up. May something come up. If you are on your way to meet them, may something come up. May a call come. May a call come.
Amen.
May an emergency come.
Amen.
That you make a U-turn and you will not appear in the meeting.
Amen.
Give the Lord a clap offering, someone. Meanwhile, Jesus was in Bethany. So we have seen one conspiracy. You don't need to be a bad person for conspiracy to come to you. You don't need to have done something bad for you to be plotted down. Jesus was not a bad man. Jesus had not done anything. He just finished preaching and they were plotting. Now we are moving to another conspiracy. And this is where we are going to pray. We have three prayer topics. This one is I'm very interested in this one. Because in the midst of the conspiracy, her promotion came. Are you here?
Yes, Lord.
Are you here? No, you are not here. Like you'd have said a big amen or clapped.
Amen.
In the midst of the conspiracy, when they wanted to bring her down, when they wanted to push her aside, when they wanted to condemn and stop her, that was where. wherever they are trying to stop you, that is the place God will glorify his
Amen.
Name. God will lift you up in the place where they are plotting you down.
Amen.
Yeah. Your boss, may the eye of favor of your boss settle on you this
amen.
Night. Your amen is not strong.
Amen.
Monday, you enter the office, it will be a new thing.
Amen.
Monday, you will hear a very good news.
Amen.
Your boss, I remember one miracle hour. It was at the classroom or something. So after, it was a Sunday morning. After the Sunday morning and the usual hello, hello. Then I look at her face and say, your promotion has come. And he said, amen. When she went to work Monday morning, she went to greet her boss. And the boss said, have you been promoted? He said, no. Sit down. There and then. He didn't wait for the secretary. I'm not talking about a tabletop business. I'm not talking about one-man company. It's a bank. The man just sat down and typed the promotion letter, signed, and gave it to her.
Amen.
I declare over your life.
Yes, Lord.
Wherever they are delaying your blessing, wherever they have dug a pit for you, God will glorify his name
Amen.
There. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Meanwhile, Jesus was in Bethany at the home of Simon, a man who had previously had leprosy. May you be a very, very grateful person.
Amen.
You see, this man had leprosy and Jesus healed him. And he was entertaining Jesus in his house. He invited Jesus to his house. He didn't forget the person who healed him. Some of you, when you are blessed, you forget the pastor. You say, oh, God did it. So God is preaching to you now. No, God used vessels to bless you. So the man was a leper and Jesus healed him and he was giving Jesus food. I'm sure this is not the first time Jesus went to his house. May you remain a grateful person.
Amen.
May you be a man or a woman who remembers.
Amen.
May you remember.
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 Amen.
Where you were and where you are now.
Amen.
May you remember.
Amen.
Tell your neighbor, remember.
Remember.
Oh, tell your neighbor, remember.
Remember.
And don't forget.
And don't
give
forget.
The Lord a mighty clap offering. While he was eating, a woman came with a beautiful alabaster jar of expensive perfume and poured it over his head. Yes. The disciples were indignant. They were angry when they saw it. They said, what a waste. They said, it could have been sold for a high price and the money given to the poor. But Jesus, aware of this reply, why criticize this woman? Sometimes you don't need to do something bad for you to be criticized. Sometimes in doing good, in doing what is right, you will be criticized. You are serving in a church. People, keep on serving. At the workplace, you work very passionately. People, 5 o'clock, they are going. You stay and you do more. Continue. You don't need to do bad to be criticized. This woman was pouring. They didn't know that this woman was anointing Jesus to prepare him for the cross. They didn't know she was in assignment to prepare the body of Christ for the crucifixion. Sometimes, even the woman did not know that she was the last person to anoint Jesus for the journey to the cross. Sometimes you'll be doing something good. You may not know the depth of its impact. You may not know the depth of its purpose. Continue doing it. At the end of the day, you will know why what happened to you happened to you. You will know why you continue to do what you were doing. Sometimes the people you are feeding are the same people biting your fingers. But some way, somehow, you cannot stop feeding them. Continue feeding them because it is at the end of the day that you will know why you are doing what you are doing. There are people you are helping, they never look at you and say, oh, thank you. They never clap for you. There are some people, listen, if you are here and somebody helps you significantly, And Christmas, you forget the person. You're a wicked person. Mother's Day, Father's Day, you forget the person. You're ungrateful. Yes. New Year, you forget the person. You're ungrateful. Yes. Because these are special days. Who did you remember? You remembered your mother that had been insulting you, but you didn't remember the one that helped you. That is why now many people don't help people they know. They want to help strangers. Because the people you know, when you help them, they turn the knife on you. But may you be a different person.
Amen.
I said, may you be a different person.
Amen.
He said, why criticize this woman? We are going to pray. We'll pray for 15 minutes today. On Wednesday, we prayed all the prayers. You are not here. We prayed. We prayed. When I went to, I felt like my eyes cry was praying. And God was here. How many of us were not here? Let me see. Hey! You missed though. Don't miss next year, Tari. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Verse 11. Thank you, Holy Spirit. You will always have the poor among you, but you will not always have me. Verse 12. She has poured this perfume on me to prepare my body for burial. Verse 13. I tell you the truth. Wherever the good news is preached throughout the world, this woman's deed will be remembered and discussed. In the place of conspiracy to bring criticism and ask Jesus to stop, Jesus said, wherever the gospel is preached, her name will be mentioned. In the place of conspiracy, we are going to pray that God turn it into my own blessing.
Amen.
Turn my burdens to blessing. Amen. Wherever they want me down, Lord, lift me up there.
Amen.
Please rise up on your feet. I want you to pray. Pray very deep. I see, whilst I was preaching, I saw a highway. That's why I said, thank you, Jesus. The highway appeared after I saw a group of people on a park, a very dry land park, with no direction, very dark. Then suddenly, a highway, like a six lane here, just appeared. And the people began to walk in the various lanes. And they were happier. Their dresses were changed. And the Lord said, wherever there is a conspiracy to bring shame on you, if you are in the land, there is a man here, if you are in the land of shame, the Lord is moving you. Amen. To a place of glory.
Amen.
Give the Lord a mighty clap offering. Say in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Say in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Every evil conspiracy.
Every evil conspiracy
against my life.
Against my life.
Against my marriage.
Against my marriage.
Against my finances.
Against my finances.
Against my career.
Against my career.
Against my business.
Against my business.
Against my children.
Against my children.
Against my parents.
Against my parents.
Against my family.
Against my family.
As I lift up my voice
and I pray,
I prophesy,
I prophesy,
and I declare,
and I declare,
he's standing around for my good.
For my good
is returning,
back to sender,
in the name of Jesus.
As I lift up my voice,
I declare
whoever
is spoiling me
to my helpers,
I declare
double shame
on them in the name of Jesus.
I
will not be brought down.
I will not be
the conspiracy
of the enemy
shall not prosper. I declare, let the conspiracy
Let
conspiracy scatter by fire. In the next 5 minutes. In the next 5 minutes, I declare,
I decree,
fire,
fire,
into every conspiracy, in the name of Jesus. In the next 24 hours, let there be a report of a turnaround, of a turnaround, of a turnaround. Every conspiracy against me, scatter by fire. Clap your hands and pray.
In the name of Jesus.
Every evil arrow shot against my life in 2024, as I clap my hands, let it backfire now. In the name of Jesus, clap your hands 3 minutes. Return the arrows back to them. Return the arrows. Rapaya,
We came to pray. Andala Babanda Basata, Antana Masapana Maha, Antapayanda Namasaya, Ekambala de Bakata, Yantabala Namahaya, Antabala Mamaha, Ampala la Basapaya, Empala la Babaya, Ampaba Baba Baba. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Lift your right hand. Say in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I declare.
I declare.
I declare.
I declare.
Any satanic day.
Any satanic day.
Scheduled for me.
Scheduled for me.
Any satanic day.
Any satanic day.
Any satanic appointment.
Any satanic
scheduled for me.
Scheduled
for me. For the rest of the year.
For the rest of the
year. I declare.
I declare.
As I clap my hands. Let it return back to sender. Clap your hands and pray for 3 minutes. Pray.
Sata Rabaya Telebrekapa Mapaya Talabadia Talapa Rabaya Talabadia Talapa Rabaya Telebrekapa Rabaya Talapa Rabaya Talapa
Rabaya
Talapa
Rabaya
Talapa Rabaya
Talapa Rabaya
Talapa Rabaya Talapa
Rabaya Talapa Rabaya Talapa Evil days, evil days are not your portion. Evil days, scattered for our children. Evil days, scattered for our businesses. Evil days, scattered for our families. Evil days, scattered for our careers. Hey, back to sender. Kapala la la masa. Yekete deba, makete dede. Yekete lebe, yakata yaba, ebala daba. Nobody perishes. On the road, nobody perishes. Nobody perishes. Any sickness, they are bought for you in the realms of the spirit. Back to sender. Back to sender. Back to sender. Back to sender. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Say in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Oh Lord.
Oh Lord.
Strengthen the heart.
Strengthen the heart.
Of my helpers.
Of my helpers.
Now listen. There are people who want to help you this year. But the devil has raised people to poison you in their heart. There are people who want to help you this year. There are people who want to open certain doors for you. But there are people who are also poisoning their minds and saying bad, bad, bad things about you. That the favor of God that should come. You see, the king favored David because Ziba, his servant, spoke well about David. If somebody is poisoning your helper can change his mind. But we are going to pray that anybody that has been destined to show up to help me
with a document to help me with a door, to help me with a job, to help me with a favor. No man will change their mind. Clap your hands and pray for 3 minutes. Pray. In the In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
We are going to pray our last but one prayer, that by the mercy of God, by the mercy of God, by the mercy of God, may the Lord turn their conspiracy into foolishness.
Amen.
May the Lord turn the counsel of Ahithophel into foolishness.
Amen.
By the mercy of God, as they destroy you, may they be destroyed.
Amen.
And may you be lifted.
Amen.
Anybody destroying you, by the mercy of God, may the Lord turn the battle against them.
Amen.
May the Lord turn the battle against them.
Amen.
Tomorrow about this time, you will see the sign of this prayer.
Amen.
You are going to pray by faith and pray with authority that anybody destroying you to your helpers, may the Lord use their own words to destroy them.
Amen.
Clap your hands and pray for 3 minutes. Please pray. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I want to pray for people who are expecting business deals to go through. Not you are hoping for, but you are in the process of finalizing business deals. Walk to me right now. Not that you are thinking, but you are in the process of engaging some people in a business deal. Please come. That has not been finalized, but the Lord wants me to pray for you that the favor of God in 2024 will be your portion. God, he has said plenty money is coming. Come to me. You said.
The message you just listened to is from ICGC Charis Temple. To connect with us, you can like our page on Facebook at ICGC Charis Temple or follow us on Instagram and Twitter at ICGC Charis. We would like to hear of how God is blessing you through this podcast. To support this podcast, please click on the profile button and click on support. Thank you, and God richly bless you.